to me how much an inch is on a rain gauge, and then we'll figure out where that half yard is. Well, the tricky thing about a rain gauge.
Well, Josh, this is how rain on the visit the station show.
Well, it says it only rained an inch at the airport, but my rain gauge says I got 22 inches.
From the ground.
So there's also a Women's World Cup, which I don't want you to be mean about.
Shit, man.
Don't be mean about it. It starts.
Can we talk about FIFA?
Oh, FIFA.
We didn't get to FIFA.
FIFA.
We never talked about no FIFA, man.
Someone asked me. They were like, are you surprised? Did that just blow your mind? I'm like,
No, that's been around for decades.
Dude, they're so corrupt. And the only thing I can't figure out, I mean, like, I kind of have an idea, right?
Yeah.
But
you're
into
soccer shit, so you better have a take.
My take is, why is America, like, siphoning people from across the world to hold them accountable?
How does that even happen?
For soccer corruption.
Yeah, that's like the weirdest thing to siphon people across the world for.
We're just like, we're kicking down some doors in Sweden. You guys are just taking too much money for the soccer thing. You know how people in America feel about it.
Are you here for Silk Road? No, we're here for the FIFA.
Give us your FIFA. No, so yeah, I get that. The idea that the FIFA is somehow not corrupt.
Somebody get everybody to say FIFA.
You should. They wouldn't know. It's perfectly fine.
It's FIFA, but everybody, it's FIFA.
FIFA. We'll start saying it all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, the idea that they are, siphoning money. All you had to do was look at, like, the Qatar. I'm just going to say Qatar, and I don't care if people are going to correct
it. Qatar, Qatar, whatever.
Whatever. There's no reason that they should get a World Cup. It's 150 fucking degrees.
Dude, what are you talking about? They said that they were going to have. I was curious. They were going to make a cloud. And they were going to create this cloud stay over the stadium the whole time. Then they talked about creating a completely engulfed big screen TV stadium. And there's nothing but air conditioners lined up.
Every seat is an air conditioner.
Like window unit, air conditioner stadium. They were a little worried about the power consumption, but they said, don't worry.
We got
just use human bodies. Just use fucking fossil fuels to power this.
Well, and I think that's what people, they got lost in that cloud idea. First it was like, hey, we'll just build it out of metal. And they said, no, that's not going to work. That's going to be way too hot. So they got balloons, and they just have all these slave laborers that hold hands.
That's all they're doing is throwing,
God, it's terrible
in the air with helium.
It's so terrible over there. And they're just like, you know what? It's cool, man. There's like 2 million people that live there.
They sign up for this. It's okay.
They make $10 a day, and they haven't been paid for 13 months.
What's an indentured servant? I don't know, but they get paid.
Eventually, when I feel like it. It's terrible.
We might send the body back.
So I feel like the U.S. is upset that we didn't get a World Cup bid. Because, you know, we have the infrastructure. We don't have to build it. And there's not, like, crazy labor things. You know, whatever.
Well, let me ask you this. So the NFL says you create a stadium and we'll have a Super Bowl there.
Right.
So you go ahead and get a stadium, and then we'll promise you a Super Bowl. Which, to get a stadium, you pretty much have to use tax dollars. Anyway.
Right.
So it's kind of like the same thing as saying it's corruption.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it. What I would say
is, I mean, obviously, we're not doing as heinous crimes. Identical crimes.
So, okay, so let's look. It's not a great example. But you look at the Russian Winter Olympics a couple years ago.
Right, that was so crazy.
They spent something like $50 million. I'm sorry, $50 million.
Could have went with the China Summer Olympics, but
B with a billion.
Yeah. It's okay, we're Americans!
When they look at the upcoming World Cup that's going to also be in Russia, home of racism. if you didn't know that, racism is alive and well in Russia.
Russia. Is being Russian a race?
Well, you know, not being Russian is apparently offensive. So,
okay. Right.
It will also probably have a price tag of around $50 to $60 billion.
Mm.
So you look at the one in Qatar.
Mm.
Something like
Qatar for you.
Yeah, this Qatar for us uneducated people. Another huge price tag.
Mm.
You know, part of that's because you don't really have great stadiums. If you're Qatar, you don't have stadiums. You don't have roads. You don't have airports. You don't have all kinds of random shit. No, we have those things. They say, hey, we want you to build a soccer-only stadium. We do that. We do it in like 2 years. We're not like Greece. Our entire economy doesn't collapse and then everyone has to pay us back. We just do it because we're America.
This is true.
And
all true points.
And on top of that, we already have soccer-specific stadiums because we have this thing. It's shitty, I know, but it's called the MLS.
What is that? What do you call the MLS?
I'm sorry, Major League Soccer.
I thought you were saying Lou Gehrig's disease from it.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Okay.
So all I'm saying, and I'm not, you know, I think everyone's sort of still riding that soccer high from last World Cup. But to have
everybody forgot.
Yeah, they probably did. What else? They will remember in a couple days, Josh. Well, all we're talking about is Ladies World Cup.
Ladies World Cup.
I'm sorry, Women's World Cup. Grown ass Women's World Cup.
I don't know. I'm still steaming. I'm still warming my hands at that take I just said about Lou Gehrig.
Well, okay. Let me make one point, Josh, why you should watch the Ladies World Cup.
Okay, good luck.
Other than that they're ladies and they're nice and they're fun to support. America is like the best at this shit. It's not like Men's World Cup where, like,
where we have this hope that it might be good.
Yeah, maybe we'll win a game. Like, I mean, that is ridiculous. The expectation with
American women's soccer is fan-fucking-tastic.
It's always like, it's like Japan, U.S., Canada, and then maybe Brazil. That's it. We are the best at this shit.
And this is the problem. So go to any major sports site and nobody's talking about Women's World Cup.
No, they're not. They're not talking about Group D, the group of death. No, they're not. They're not talking about death, not dick. We're going to destroy Australia. We're going to destroy Sweden. And we're going to wave goodbye to Nigeria. We're America and we're good at this.
But haven't we always been good at the women's soccer?
And that's
what point? Yeah, but nobody's talking about it, man.
That's the point. I've been talking about it for, like, I don't know, since 96.
I'm just looking at ESPN-us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see. I see Special Olympics. I see tennis. I see X Games. Rugby. I hear soccer, but nothing about, scores, highlights, Premier League, La Liga, MLS, see blogs. Oklahoma City has a team? I didn't know that. Nothing, literally nothing about women's soccer. Are you sure this is actually happening? Are you just making this up?
No, I'm not. America plays Australia June 8th.
There's nothing Monday. Going on here.
Next Monday, we're going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about the
regular
game.
Season baseball. It's clearly dominating. Women's tennis. Men's tennis.
You gotta look a little bit. You gotta look a little bit.
I'm looking. There's nothing.
That's what makes it special, Josh. That's what makes it special. It could be your thing.
I don't know.
This is your opportunity right now to
get on the ground floor.
Ground floor of a new sport. A new epic sport.
If only you spend $3,000 on this timeshare.
It's like if you could be... Okay, if you could be a Florida Marlins fan, if you could be a Houston Texans fan, you can also be...
Can I be a UAB fan?
Oh, no, I took that away.
No, they brought it back.
What?
Yeah.
What about all those...
I can't care about UAB that much.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, back to women's soccer.
Was it because they finally said, you know what, you guys actually were making money doing this?
I think so. After the outcry. Yeah,
probably.
I think they were like, the people won, the little people, the average guy on the street, Joe Schmo, blah, blah, blah. Fuck
Anyway,
so soccer, it's clearly nowhere to be seen, especially women's soccer.
Well, okay, so...
Wait, let's take a look at the... There's WNBA right here, boom, WNBA. There's nothing about women's soccer.
No, I'm just telling you, when you watch it, when you are glued to your TV, like I say, probably our number one competition is Canada.
Oh, they don't like us, and we don't like them. We don't like them. When did Canada get this soccer? They should just be holding down hockey. They should be like Mighty Ducks 4, the villainous Canadians America's had.
No, I'm just telling you, I don't like them. I don't like them.
Yeah, this is. We should just do a whole movie about Women's World Cup in like a Mighty Duck style type of movie.
We just do the,
And we'll still get Emilio Estevez to do the same role, but this time only women's soccer.
Is he going
to
be the flying V?
No, we're going to have to change the animal.
Is he going to turn the soccer ball inside and kick it?
It's going to be a cube. It's going to be a cube ball, and that's how he's going to train them, with a cube, not a round ball. It's a cube ball. It's going to be harder. They have to actually kick it harder to get it across the field. It's going to be amazing, man. I'm telling you.
The visual that I just came to my mind and how it slowly slides to a stop repeatedly.
Amazing. Oh man, I can't wait to see that.
I feel like
it's gonna kiss the movie, the silk screen. I'm telling you, man, nothing's gonna be better than a square soccer ball and Emilio Estevez. I'm telling you, you can't get much better than that.
I feel like you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Maybe a Brewers game, but I think that doubles those come close.
Yeah, instead of a baseball, they throw a beach ball for real.
Can I get back to you about the whole... I wanted an answer about Michael Jordan playing baseball from Dad's show.
Oh.
I didn't get anything back. Still.
We must have nailed it then. I think he just didn't care.
Okay.
He also may not be listening. I'm not sure.
He stopped.
You know, that's just how it is. We get caught up with our lives.
Well, I can go to FIFA and find World Cup. So clearly, FIFA's still around. So this is in Canada.
Yep. And you know what? You know what, Josh?
This is ballsy. All of Canada? I mean, where are they playing at?
Winnipeg.
They're spread it out too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Canada's a big place. You got lots of towns up there.
A lot of cloth that she's wearing there. And how do you play soccer? It's hot.
Well, one of the biggest, and I'll tell you right now, Josh,
my tape.
One of the things that's got me hot about this World Cup playing on AstroTurf, it's gonna be pretty fast, and they don't want to play on it. They want to play on grass.
Yeah, they get China PR, New Zealand, and the Netherlands. Come on.
Josh, I don't know if those people are good or not.
I don't either. I literally have no clue if they're good or not.
The trick with women's soccer, and I'm just going to say a gross generalization and then we'll get angry emails about it. I guess it's not completely true now. I'm looking at all the countries.
Yeah, I remember Tears of the Sun. How is Cameroon still... How can we have them playing? They were just ruthless in that movie.
Typically, countries that had a strong infrastructure have better women's teams because they all kind of start at the same time. So with a men's game, right? Mm. We're just... A trillion years behind everybody.
Clearly, yeah. It's just that's our women. Our women are more up to date than our men.
Have you seen our Hope Solo?
Hey, she's beating her husband. Women has turned everything upon its head. Hope Solo's beating up husbands. Sexism? No. Not in FIFA.
not
in women's FIFA.
Mm-mm.
No. You ladies don't need feminism there.
I'm not even sure. Honestly,
FIFA's got it right.
Honest to God, I'm not even sure Hope Solo is a good goalkeeper anymore, but she's still a scary presence. So I just
beat your ass.
We're just going to go with it until they tell her.
She's the chick you, roll off the bus first, right?
Or she's the one that
it's
tells...
a big dude out!
What do you say to me? Then she ends back up in the jail, and they say, no. No, Hope. You can't hit
Literally,
Jeremy in the
you
face.
Lost every single one of our audience members.
They all went home. They all went home. And no,
that
okay.
Wasn't even butt-lick!
Because I'm going to tell them how Genesis ends. I got the answers.
Dude, I've got to tell you, San Andreas was awesomely bad. This man crashes a helicopter, steals a plane, steals a boat, steals a truck, drives a boat through a fucking skyscraper.
So my question, Josh, if it is the end of days, let's pretend that that's what that is.
Okay.
The end of days.
Just San Francisco in LA. Let's just keep that clear. Oh, and Hoover Dam.
So let's call it end of days.
Okay. Clearly, that's all that matters.
Did he, pull someone out of the car that he stole or of the plane? Because I would venture.
He jumped out of that plane. He jumped out of that plane with his wife, ex-wife, and into AT&T Park.
Did he have a parachute on?
Yes.
Okay, so there was this video game called the... Oh, what is it called? You played it. You shoot people, you drive cars.
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah. I just want to say that sounds a lot like that.
Yeah.
The movie.
What is San Andreas?
I'm just saying, it sounds like a ripoff. I did that shit all the time.
Yep, it was fantastic. Did you save anybody?
Jump out. Nope, I just got on the back of a dirt bike and shot people.
Well, everybody, if you're offended by tonight's episode, you will by the next one.
You'll come around. You'll hate us.
Yeah, you'll we're out of here. Well, thanks for choosing to listen to us. I think we hit a lot of good topics.
Hit a lot of nerves tonight.
Touched on some things. With permission.
FIFA.
FIFA. Don't forget about that women's FIFA. Game of Thrones is awesome. Jurassic World, not so awesome. NBA Finals?
To be seen, Josh. To be
seen. San Francisco Warriors and the Stephon Currents.